Hi everyone, I'm Lilith, and welcome to Startup in Balance podcast. Today's episode is a solo round of me exploring what minimalism is. So the other day, I saw the latest video of the minimalist guys, and they were talking about how minimalism is very important to us, especially now in the days where many people are losing their jobs and probably need to limit their budgets and find their happiness in many other ways instead of purchasing. And I thought this was the perfect way to complement anything in my life. And I felt this is one tool that we can use to bring balance to our lives. How we consume and how we manage our money is something very important to find more stress-free and balanced life. So without further ado, take a listen. So I was listening to this video, and one of the people that they were interviewing in the video was an immigrant. And he said something very interesting that I'm like, that makes sense. He was saying that for an immigrant, this whole thing of the American dream is completely different than what it is for an American that has always lived in America. So for immigrants coming to America, it is a way for us to improve our lives, to possibilities of increasing things that we own and things that are not possible in our country. We come to America to make our dreams come true. Right. I come from immigrant parents. I lived most of my childhood in Honduras. And coming to America at the age of 12, for me, it was like arriving to the dream land. The land where you're going to be able to buy everything possible, that the sky is the limit, like possibilities are endless, the doors are open. So America has always been the place where you get everything of good quality. That is how I saw it growing up. And in this video of minimalism, they spoke about Americans see their happiness by the amount of things that they own. So the more things that you own, you believe the happier you will be. You're going to be happier if you own that big house. You're going to be happier if you have the latest car. You're going to get happier if your kids go to the best college, the best schools. You know, more doors are going to open for you. So working on that mentality, we don't realize how much we hold our happiness on the things that we own, not necessarily inside of us. So from a perspective of consumerism, when I was living in the U.S., now I'm living in France and I see things differently. But when I was living in the U.S., happiness was the things that I own. So happiness were the things that I own. And happiness came from how I went improving the amount of money I was making. So I gave myself value depending on the job that I had. So when you graduate from college, the first goal is what's the best paying job that you can get when you graduate from college? At least that was my perspective when I was a recent college graduate. I needed to get into the door of the best known agency for what my career was. I studied advertising. So I needed to find a good agency that will help me grow where I will eventually make more money. As in advertising in Miami, wasn't a very well-paid career. So you had to move around. The way to make more money was changing jobs. And as you change jobs and you make more money, then you have to have a better car. You have to own better clothes, dress better, change your hair color, for me at least. You know, get the latest styles because now you make more money, therefore you have to show that you make more money. So it's interesting that we see the value of how good we're doing in life depending on how many things we own. I did not see any, to me, that's not a big deal when I was doing it. It was like, yeah, that's just how life is. If I am still living at my parents' house when I already have a degree and I'm already working full-time job, I'm an adult and working a full-time job, then I have not made it. I did not qualify as somebody that was succeeding if I didn't have my own place. I was making money, but that money was not enough to make me qualified, let's say, to reach this level of a successful person. So as you start looking at the value that we give to the things that we own, you realize that this is just an endless battle. You are never going to have enough things to make you happy. So I commuted long hours. I was spending a long time at work. And the money that I made was to buy more things. To buy more things that will show that I was being successful. So the view of a minimalist, what I understand, is that you have to find the happiness inside of you and not on the things that you own. So when you find that balance of, it doesn't really matter how many things I have, but the things that I do have bring me joy. So the things that I have are because I need them, I enjoy them. They're things that help me to find that happiness in other things. So maybe having a home means I'm not going to be in the street. So I'm going to be happy because I'm comfortable. I'm in a house. I'm not in the street. It can also be finding what is being enough. So right now, many Americans, and not only Americans, but I would say the world in general, because I've even seen in these documentaries on Netflix of the richest Asians, you know, and the way that they spend money is just insane. And so then people have started to think that the more things that they own, the better they're going to feel. And it's something that has been for a very long time. You know, I was reading that in 1920 was the biggest boom of advertising. So I come from an advertising world. I also studied advertising, and I understand that that's the whole point of advertising, is to make you feel that this product is going to create that lifestyle that you dream of. And when you buy that car, that outfit, those shoes, whatever it is, you are going to be able to have that lifestyle. The people smiling, the perfect tan, the people traveling. That's what these advertising sells you. And we don't realize that the biggest problem here is that we are never going to find that happiness, that joy, that smile in the things that we buy. We have to create that happiness and that smile inside of us. We have to find the things that make us feel like we are enough, that what we have is enough. And to find that, there was a psychologist, I don't remember exactly what show or what where I read this, but she mentioned that there's three major things that we have to have. And to find the happiness inside of us, we have to have community, we have to have purpose, and we have to have an identity. So I guess when you work or where you have an activity, you find that community, right? And for those moms that are stay-at-home moms, they struggle a lot with this, finding the community when you are busy at home with your kids and alone. So that would be a lack of happiness in not having somebody to share all the things that you go through. And this is why we create mommy blogs and mommy groups that we meet and we go running with or to discuss the things about our kids. And that's how you create that community. So the other thing is the purpose. Having a purpose in life, finding something that makes you happy, finding that one thing that you do once in a while or every day or once a month, whatever it is, that makes you feel that you are offering something to the world, that you're making a difference. So having a purpose in life is important for you to grow, to feel connected, to feel that you belong, to feel that you're here for a reason. So the big thing now, the big trend is people that are saying, make your purpose your business, find your purpose so you can find your next $1 million, whatever it is. And it's not, that's not what I'm going into, because the purpose that makes you happy, the purpose that brings you happiness, has nothing to do with the business. Having a purpose for a business is not the same thing as having a purpose to feel that you are accomplishing something in the life that you've been given. So to find the happiness and the inner happiness, to live in this world of minimalism, no, to find that you have enough things, is find a purpose of why you are here. And the third thing was identity. So when I worked, my identity was my job. So the moment that I stopped working and I decided to be a stay-at-home mom, I felt that I had no identity. My identity was then my children, being a mom only. And that's why many moms, you would see they go shopping a lot, because it's just something to fill in that void. And we don't realize that we are replacing that I search for identity by buying more things. And with the moms that stay at home, I would say also their home becomes their identity. Having a perfect home, having the things that make them feel that this is a beautiful home with everything in place, and where the smiles happen and the parties happen and people come and visit, and that is what brings them their identity. But we have to be able to find an identity that has nothing to do with the material things that surround us. To live a life of minimalism, you have to find community, purpose, and identity inside of you. It should not matter where you live, because let's find you find a community. Okay, in right now I'm living in France and I find a community of expats. But then I move to another country. So now I need to create a new community. So how can I create a community that travels with me as well? Could my community be my own family? Be my connection with my kids, my connection with my husband? Could that be my community? So you need to be able to find something that it doesn't matter what's around your environment, and it will still be there and present for you to find a happiness with what you already have. So that moving to another country will not affect the level of happiness that you're in. Of course, there's changes. There are a lot of hiccups on the way there. But if you have a good core, the trunk has the trunk of your family, I would say, like the core of your family has to be very well and created. If the core of your family is strong, it doesn't really matter where you live, what you have, where you move to, you will find the balance and you will find that happiness in your family. And the purpose of what you do in life is something that changes. I believe that our purpose goes changing depending on how we're growing. My purpose when I was younger, before I had kids, was studying and trying to learn about the world and trying to explore and trying to figure out a career. Then my purpose after that changed into finding my job, figure out what it is, this whole job world and being independent and trying to create my adult life. And then my purpose became my connection with my partner and finding that person that I can grow with too. And then it changed to parenting. And then I became a mom and my purpose was finding that connection with my child and deciding what type of mom I wanted to be. And the purpose that you the purpose that you hold on to has to be something about you. Purpose has something that you are offering to others, but it still has to come from you. Your purpose cannot be a job that somebody has assigned you to. Your purpose cannot be, I'm a teacher and now I teach English. So my purpose is to make sure that I teach English to these kids and I get as many students as possible into this program. That cannot be your purpose. Your purpose has to be something that comes from inside of you. Something that no matter what the environment is, what is changing in your life, it is still there. And you are in control of it. So I think that the world has lost the sense of belonging by accumulating stuff. So we no longer feel that we have enough. There's never enough. There's never enough money. There's never enough food. There's never enough things. And it's a struggle to really live a minimalist life. So what I learned from following these guys is that it's not easy, but if you work towards a life of enoughness and find the things that really bring happiness to you, instead of like clouding yourself with things, it's worth it at the end. It's hard work, but at the end you're happier and you have a more relaxed life, a more balanced life than if you didn't do the work. The easy thing is to buy things. The easy thing is to just fill that void with the next pretty shiny thing that you see. But actually making purposeful moves in your life, learning a new instrument, learning a new place you want to go live at, learning how to cook at home instead of eating at restaurants all the time. You know, it's just finding the things that make you happy without them being physical, materialistic things. So one of the things that I've noticed too, they spoke about people that hold on to old papers from their kids. And when I saw that, I was like, that's me. What is it that I'm holding on to? And one mom said there that she was holding on to all of these exams and drawings of her child when he was younger because it was the memories that came every time she saw those drawings when he was 3, when he was 4, how he changed when now he draws, you know, full people before he used to draw little stick figures. And the reality is that those memories are still going to be there. The papers don't really matter. And trying to find that, you know, that detachment of actual things is hard. To become a minimalist, you have to learn to detach. And the things that you hold on to have to really bring joy. And I don't know if many of you have heard of Marie Kondo. She became very famous because she organizes people's homes to this perfection of everything in order and neatness. But the way that she does it is like a Japanese tradition that she says is she gives thanks to all of the things before letting them go. So she says, for example, you grab all the clothes in your house and you throw it in one big bucket or whatever, in a big bed or something. And then you start grabbing piece by piece. And she says, you hold to each thing and you actually feel it. You close your eyes and you think, does this bring me joy? And if it doesn't bring you joy, you let it go and you give it thanks. You thank the thing for giving you that memory, for serving you those years. And taking this action is a very big step, I would say, if you're trying to reach this world of minimalism. Because everything that you own are things that really bring you joy. Obviously, for me, pictures of my kids when they were little, I have millions of pictures. But there is one, you know, that specific picture that I'm like, every time I see that picture, it just makes me smile. So that's the one picture I have hanging on my wall. Otherwise, forget it. My whole wall would be full of pictures and I would be the museum of pictures, of the family pictures. So it's taking the time. And that's why it's very true what this guy said, the minimalist guys, that being a minimalist is not easy. It takes work. It takes effort. But at the end, it's worth it. It's worth it because you see a home with things that really mean something to you. And I started looking at this again because right now I'm living in France and we are considering moving to Spain. And as we move, you don't really realize how many things you own until it's time to pack. So as I'm getting closer to looking around and looking at things that we're going to let go and things that we're keeping for the move, I realized that I need to find the things that really bring me happiness, not the things that I have bought just because they were on sale or because they were just given to me, but that they have meaning. And to live a life of minimalism is a life of happiness because you don't have clutter. And when you don't have clutter, you find the time to sit down and read a book, to sit down and watch a movie with your family, to look at your child, play his video game, play video games with them. And that is one thing that I feel I need to work on. And I think minimalism is the right path for finding a more balanced life, a life with less clutter, and a life with more joy and more time for connecting for the things that are really important in life. So what I want to leave you with in this message is think about what are the things that really bring you joy every day. Take a look around at your space, your house, your life. What are the things that have been obligations? It's not only material things, but it's also the things that you dedicate your time to. So it's about being a minimalist all around, on the things that you own, on the things that you eat, how you nurture yourself, on the things that you dedicate time to. And remember that there are three main things to find that balance and that happiness in you. And that is having a community, having a purpose, and having an identity. Those three things you can find out can make a big difference in your life. And maybe this is the year where you decide that I'm going to let go of many things that are not serving me and are not serving my family. And remember, community doesn't have to be a million people. Maybe community really is just your husband or your wife, or community is your kids, you know. And so dig deeper and find those three things that are going to make your life easier. And read up a little bit more on minimalist. I really recommend you watch that, the movie on The Minimalist. The Minimalist Now is the new one from The Minimalist Guys on Netflix. It's pretty good. It's an eye-opener, and it makes you think and look around and really analyze your life. So thank you for listening. And let me know on the messages if you want to learn more about minimalism and what do you think, and if you have any topics of minimalism that you want to explore. Maybe you have recommended scenarios or recommended tips of what your life as a minimalist is. So let me know in the comments, and I'll definitely be talking more about this as I explore it myself. I hope you found this interesting and maybe it opened up some questions for you. I encourage that you go out there and explore different ways that you can find balance in your own life. I'm here just to bring you more about my journey to balance. And I'm learning along with you. I don't have all the answers. And remember that only you know what's best for you. So take what serves you and toss what doesn't. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend or a family member that might get something out of this. This is my way to share my journey with you and inspire you to go after your own. Subscribe to this podcast if you want to hear more about this journey and to be notified every time that I post a new episode. And just remember that balance is unique to each of us. So go out there and create your own balance.